Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today we've got your free newbie lesson of the week, and it's called, Do You Want to Share? Oh, that's a nice sentiment. My name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. And a big hello to all of our listeners, those who are listening from our webpage, which is SpanishPod.com, and also those who are listening for free on iTunes. We've got a great lesson for you today. So what are we going to talk about?
We're going to learn how to say, Do You Want to Share?
Do you want to share? Okay. What's the keyword?
The keyword is compartir.
Compartir. Now, compartir means to share. So, what are things you can share? Your money, your time, your food.
Yeah, definitely food. Not your girlfriend, though. Or
no.
Boyfriend. No sharing there. No. Okay, so let's listen to the dialogue 3 times. Dialogue, first time.
¡Qué ración tan grande de nachos!
Sí, es mucho para uno.
¿Quieres compartir?
Sí, compartamos.
¡Yay!
¡Yay!
Second time.
¡Qué ración tan grande de nachos!
Sí, es mucho para uno.
¿Quieres compartir?
Sí, compartamos.
¡Yay!
¡Yay!
Third time.
¡Qué ración tan grande de nachos!
Sí, es mucho para uno.
¿Quieres compartir?
Sí, compartamos.
¡Yay!
¡Yay!
All right, we're back and we're talking about food, so that I'm in a good mood now. Let's do the translation.
¿Qué ración tan grande de nachos?
What a big portion of nachos.
¿Qué ración tan grande de nachos?
That's a big serving of nachos.
¿Qué ración tan grande de nachos? Sí, es mucho para uno.
Yes, it's too much for one person.
Sí, es mucho para uno.
Yes, that's a lot for one person.
Sí, es mucho para uno. ¿Quieres compartir?
Do you want to share?
¿Quieres compartir?
Do you want to share?
¿Quieres compartir? Sí, compartamos.
Yes, let's share.
Sí, compartamos.
Yeah, let's share.
Sí, compartamos.
Okay. All right, so nachos. Are you a big nacho fan, Liliana?
I love nachos.
So do I.
But I love nachos real Mexican way.
Okay.
I'll talk about those later.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. What a big serving or what a big portion of nachos.
¿Qué ración tan grande de nachos?
Okay, now the word for nachos is obviously...
Nachos.
Nachos. And we're going to talk about a portion of nachos, so that's ración, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ración, in English, that sounds like ration, but it means portion or serving, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's a big portion, right?
Ración tan grande.
Tan grande. Now, grande means big.
Yes.
And tan grande means like
so big.
Right. So, big portion of nachos. What is the word for of?
De.
De. Okay, so big portion of nachos. Now, how do we make it into an exclamation? What a big portion of nachos.
Yeah, you add the que.
Que.
Que ración tan grande de nachos.
Okay, that que is an exclamation que.
Mm-hmm.
Right? One more time. What a big serving or what a big plate of nachos.
Que ración tan grande de nachos.
I think the other person is going to try to manipulate the situation there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says... Yeah, it's a lot for one person.
Sí, es mucho para uno.
Okay, sí obviously means yes, right? And it's a lot.
Es mucho.
Es mucho. Okay, so it is es,
mm-hmm.
right? This is the verb ser. And then a lot.
Mucho.
Mucho. Sí, es mucho. Yes, it's a lot. Mm. Okay, now how do we say just for one?
Para uno.
Para uno. Okay, para uno. Now, I know that uno means one, right? That's mm-hmm. the number I count with.
Yeah.
All right. And then para means four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one more time. Yes, it's a lot for one person.
Sí, es mucho para uno.
Okay. Now, Lily, in English, I said person. I said it's a lot for one person.
No, in Español, we can actually say for one. That means for one person. You know?
Okay.
We don't have to actually say it.
Okay. Yeah, I think you can do that in English. It's a lot for one.
Yeah.
Sounds a little formal, but
mm-hmm.
okay. So then the person offers to share. He says, do you want to share?
¿Quieres compartir?
¿Quieres compartir? Okay, I think I heard our key word.
That's right, compartir.
Compartir, to share. And then the question is, do you want to share? So how do we ask, do you want?
quieres.
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 Okay, that's the verb querer, and it's in the tú form, right? So do you want to share? ¿Quieres compartir? And the person is only happy to accept.
Sí, compartamos.
Sí, compartamos. Okay, sí means yes, obviously.
Yes.
And compartamos, this is the verb compartir again.
Yes.
Okay, but this time it's in what we call the mandato. It's the command form, all right? Mm-hmm. And there's a few grammar tricks to that, but we're not going to go over them right now. For now, if you want to suggest to somebody that we should share, you're going to say compartamos, right? Let's share. Okay, shall we hear the dialogue again 3 more times?
Let's do. Dialogue, first time.
¿Qué ración tan grande de nachos?
Sí, es mucho para uno.
¿Quieres compartir?
Sí, compartamos.
¡Yay!
¡Yay!
Second time.
¡Qué ración tan grande de nachos!
Sí, es mucho para uno.
¿Quieres compartir?
Sí, compartamos.
¡Yay!
¡Yay!
Third time.
¡Qué ración tan grande de nachos!
Sí, es mucho para uno.
¿Quieres compartir?
Sí, compartamos.
¡Yay!
¡Yay!
All right, we're back, Lily. Let's talk about nachos.
Nachos. I love nachos. You know that in a lot of places in Latin America, when you go to the movies, you get the nachos.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing is you get the nachos and then you get like big jalapenos on
oh,
top
yeah.
of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's the rajas style.
Okay, so they're sliced... So they're sliced like vertically. If you
yes.
if you hold the jalapeno up and down, it's not, you know, it's not sliced into little round circles.
Yeah, like the American way, they put it like the round ones,
mm-hmm.
and they're sweet.
Yeah,
they're not even hot. You know, it's very. But the best nachos is you put obviously Mexico. We put beans.
Mm-hmm.
We put beans. We put meat, and then we put sour cream, but not the sour cream in that in the States they use. That mm-hmm. is like kind of. I don't know, it's condensed.
Oh, yeah.
We use the type of sour cream that it's more liquid.
It's more liquid, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? I know what that is, Liliana.
What is it?
Well, sour cream will get liquidy if you stir it. If you just take a big spoonful out of the carton and drop it on the plate, it'll stay that dense.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can actually, it's actually supposed to be more liquidy, right?
Yeah.
But most people don't take that step. Most people don't do that step to make it.
Yeah, I love nachos, really.
So do
it's I. So good.
Yeah. I like it with all the fix-ins, with the beans, with, you know, when they put everything on it. Mm-hmm. But I also like it with just cheese and jalapenos, maybe.
Yeah, no, me too. But, you know, another thing is that we did this dialogue because... We think when a lot of Latinos go to the States,
mm-hmm.
you know, one portion, it's amazing.
You're
like
right.
Last time I went there, I ordered something and, you know, my father ordered something mm-hmm. and it came and my daddy's like, are we going to feed the cow with this?
It's a whole table of nachos.
Yeah, it was huge.
Right.
So I was like, if I knew, I would have asked to share. Mm-hmm. So, but now every time I go to the States, I order to share everything. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's too big.
It's too big.
And it's a waste. It's just bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, when I order it, I don't waste anything.
All
right, folks. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Please come to SpanishPod.com and check out all the other things that we have to offer. If you are listening for free, you can get a 7-day free trial just by coming to our site, logging in. So, hope to see you there at our site. Ask your questions, leave your comments. We'd love to hear what you have to say. For now, it's time for us to go. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.